We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight, Jermaine Dolly. Jermaine, how are things going?
What's going on, man? What's going on? I'm good. Just landed back in the city of Philadelphia. I was in L.A. for about like 3 days, so I'm back home now. But I'm real good.
Good. You stay busy, don't you?
Yeah, man. God is good, man. I stay super busy, man. God is super good, man. Word.
The Dolly Express.
Yes.
Did you think it would take you where you have been?
You know, I didn't know how far it would take me, but, you know, I knew something was going to happen, you know, like, you know, everything was Jesus ordained, you know what I mean? And everything went its course the way it should have went. You know, me and Jerome, we had a lot of struggles, a lot of hardships with it, but, you know, everything worked out the way it worked out. So, you know, I didn't second guess it, I'll tell you that. You know, I didn't think it would happen that fast, but I definitely second guessed it, though.
Your first release, You.
Right.
That was a great song for a first release. Tell us about You.
You came about, you know, I always had a song in my head, you know, I always had a nice tune in my head that I wanted to get out. I didn't know what I wanted to talk about. So, you know, what happened was I was talking to one of my homeboys, you know, he was very, very popular in the city. Long story short, he was going through a lot, so he came to my house, you know, and we talked. You know, he asked me, he said, "Why are you always happy and never down?" I said, "Huh?" He said, you know, "I never see you down, you know, like, why are you never down?" So we had a 2-hour conversation about Jesus Christ. And once we had that conversation about Jesus Christ, then I went upstairs and wrote, "People always ask me why am I always so happy and never down." And the rest was history.
Arrive and knock on my door. You did something a little different with this song, didn't you?
Yeah. Took a old sample from Three's Company. You know, I did that, and that was just a basic song. You know, it's not really songs catered to Christian kingdomness and to outside the four walls of the church. Nobody's never talking to the four walls of the church. You know,
Yeah.
So nobody's really talking to outside the four walls of the church. So that was a song basically to talk to the four walls of the church. Like, you know, I know you've been hurt in church. I know that you heard a lot of things about church, but the church is for the sick. The church is like a hospital. You know, if you go to the hospital, you're not leaving because everybody else in there is sick. You're going to get there until you get your healing. And that's what church is supposed to be. That's exactly what church is supposed to be. So it's inviting everybody to come by the church. Also was telling people in the four walls of the church to reach those people outside the four walls of the church. You know what I mean? To hold people accountable. So that's what that song came about.
Tell us about your connection with Ty Tribbett.
Oh, man, Ty Tribbett. He's from Camden. So, you know, I sang with him for like 6 years. And what's crazy is he came to a rehearsal. I was singing with a guy named Praise One in Philly. He came to rehearsal. He asked me for my number. Ty had went through a little situation in his life, and I was just there, you know, asking him, was he okay? Just checking up on him randomly, you know, and then I did that for like 6 months. And then randomly he just texted me one day and said, "Hey, what you doing December 2nd? I said, "Nothing." He said, "Keep that day open." December 9th, he texted me again. He said, "Hey, what you doing December 18th? I said, "I'm free. What's up?" And then the next thing I saw was Los Angeles. And that was a celebration of gospel. We did a celebration of gospel. And then once we did a celebration of gospel, after that, 6 years came after that.
What do you want people to know about Jermaine Dolly that they really don't know?
I'm very, very serious about ministry. You know, I play a lot on Instagram. You know, I tell a lot of jokes on Instagram, but on social media. But I'm very, very serious about ministry. You know, I'm very first ministry minded. If I don't sell an album, I don't care. If somebody gets saved, then that's what really matters to me the most, that somebody gets saved by my ministry. And you know that I just follow Jesus Christ, you know what I mean? Follow me as I follow Jesus Christ, you know? And just to know that, you know, that you know, like, you just seeing somebody get saved and bring their life to Christ, I get very, very excited, you know what I mean? I get really, really, really very, very excited when somebody comes to Christ, you know? And that's what I really want people to know about me, that I'm very, very serious about ministry. And also, I'm an independent artist, but I'm very, very much so dependent on Jesus Christ.
How important, you mentioned going outside of those four walls, how important, especially meeting millennials and meeting people who are not church, how important is it for you, Jermaine, to meet them and to minister to them?
It's very important because you need the, you know, they need that. You know what I mean? They need somebody to go out there and talk to them. You know, people are lost. This world is lost. It's super lost. You know what I mean? And some, a lot of people are searching to be found. They just don't trust the church, or they just don't trust it, or they just don't know where to go to. So I just want to be that person. Just be that light. Just be that God and light to lead them to Christ. You know what I mean? Like that, cause they need a light. This is a dark world. This is a dark world, and somebody has to be a light.
Your new song, Pull Us Through, which features Miranda Curtis. Let's talk about that. Tell us about it.
That's a song where, you know, it started off as a jingle on Instagram, and I asked the people, like, it got a lot of feedback from it. So I asked the people, if y'all like this song, I'll make it a single. And I got like 500 comments, over like 20 retweets and reposts. And I sat on it for 2 years, you know, and I prayed to ask God, like, who can I get to sing this song? I hit up Miranda. She said yes. You know, Pull Us Through came from a time where 2 years ago, I think Trump had just gotten to office. Like, it was not a whole lot of political things going down. Like, you know, it was just a whole bunch, a lot of political confusion. The world was just like in a whole disarray. A lot of national disasters was happening. It was a lot of natural disasters happening, like forest fires and all that in LA. There's a lot of things going on. So I just made a song to sing, like, everybody had a solution, but nobody put Jesus Christ as a solution. So that was my stance of making Jesus Christ, putting that out there as well. Like, yo, y'all got all these other problem solvers. Nobody putting Jesus Christ in the mix. So that was my way of putting Jesus Christ in the mix, and let people know, like, you can go to Jesus Christ. He can pull you through. No matter the world devastation or just in your personal life. In your personal life, Jesus Christ can pull you through anything you're going through, you know? And that's where that song really, really came about.
What's next for Jermaine Dolly? You ever thought about doing a live album?
I thought about it, but then, you know, if it come, it come. You know, I'm thinking about it. Probably my fourth one, I'll do it. And my fourth album, I'll probably do like a live album, you know? A lot of people ask me to do it. TV, doing a lot of filming, doing some plays, you know, more music coming, you know, working on other people's albums, you know. So a lot is happening. A lot is happening, man. So, you know, like, just be on the lookout for me, man, because a lot is going on.
Will do. Our guest, Jermaine Dolly. Jermaine, yes. Let's talk about the importance of social media, the importance of Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. How important is that to an artist?
I'm super important. That's how I got on. You know, I put you on Instagram first, and it went viral on Instagram. So if it wasn't for that, I probably never would have been who I am today right now if it wasn't for social media. So social media is very, very vital, plus, especially if for a Christian, you know what I mean? The Bible talks about how everybody's going to get a chance to experience Jesus Christ. So social media can be that way, you know? Like, social media, once it gets on the gram, you know, everybody's on it, you know? So social media is very, very important. Spread the message of Jesus Christ faster, you know? It can help you get on, too. So, you know, that's how social media is very important.
Where can we find Jermaine Dolly on social media?
Yes, you can find me on Instagram at hello_dolly24. That's hello_dolly24. And on Facebook and Twitter is just simply Jermaine Dolly. Jermaine Dolly. JerMaineDolly.
It's our guest, Jermaine Dolly. He has a new single, Pull Us Through, which features Miranda Curtis. You got to go pick it up. Jermaine is a hot, new, young artist. Got to keep your eyes on you. Love your music, Jermaine.
Love you back, man. Thank you for all you do. Thank you so much for all you do. Thank you.
Hey, thank you for just taking the time, because I know you're busy and you're doing a lot of things. But thank you for taking your time and joining us inside of our gospel spotlight.
Cool beans. Thank you for having me. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's our guest, Jermaine Dolly, inside of the gospel spotlight.